Welcome to Mount Pleasant Methodist Church in Van Cleve, Mississippi. Thank you for joining us for today's sermon. This is our sermon for May 3rd, 2026.
All right, dear friends, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit to bless my dear friends to hear and to receive this message of love. We desire to bring glory and honor to you. Teach us to become more like your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who came to set the captive free. Encourage us to share your love and grace with others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message this morning is "This is the message of the grandeur and magnificence of God's creation and the grand plan of salvation for all mankind." And for the main text, I'll be reading the two scriptures that are printed in the bulletin. From the Old Testament, Genesis 1:26 tells us that then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over the creatures that move along the ground." And from the New Testament, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." As the birds sing so sweetly and fly with ease, so is God's word as it speaks sweetly to our hearts through the pages of the Bible. God's love letter to mankind. Take and let it flow through your hearts, as the great rivers and streams flow to the oceans, where all types of sea life that God has created by his will, and to be enjoyed and admired by mankind, continually replenished by the beautiful clouds that God sends the rain in to refresh life on earth, warmed and heated by the rays of the sun as it radiates heat and life, light on all the earth for man and life on earth to enjoy and to sustain life. With that light and heat, God also radiates life to us through his word. In the same manner, God created innumerable amounts and species of plants, animals, birds, and sea life, with all to stay within the bounds in the way God created them to be. God created man and woman with the purpose of living forever with him. With man, he put a will in his heart, or freedom of choice. God wanted man and woman alike to be happy and live with him forever in paradise in the Garden of Eden. The devil came and tempted Adam and Eve. They listened to the devil and disobeyed God. Thus sin entered. Genesis 2:17 tells us that God plainly told them, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or you will surely die." Genesis 2:9 tells us that after this, God drove them from the Garden of Eden, because if Adam and Eve had eaten from the tree of life, they would have lived forever in their sin. So in one sense, So in one sense, it was a blessing they were driven from the Garden of Eden. Exodus 31:18 tells us that God made a way for man to know right from wrong by giving Moses the Ten Commandments, written on tablets of stone by the finger of God. But the stone tablets could only reveal sin, but could not forgive sin. This is why Jesus was sent to us, prophesied some 700 years before he actually came. Jesus was born to a virgin. He grew up among mankind, being fully God and fully man, to live a perfect, sinless life and be the example for us to live by. Jesus performed many miraculous miracles. He raised people from the dead and taught many parables. He used the analogy of earthly things to compare them to spiritual things. He let us know that he is the vine and we are the branches, as long as we are attached to the vine. This is why we must persevere to the end. Jesus also spoke about seeds, that even though we don't understand how, a single kernel can produce a whole stalk of corn with many kernels. And being in Christ, we can go forth in victory when Jesus is our Savior. How can this be? We can humble ourselves. In faith, we can ask for forgiveness of all our sin to receive the grace, the free gift made possible by the sinless life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Then Jesus forgives and empowers us with the Holy Spirit to transform our heart and renew our mind. We are changed. We have a new nature. We can now say thank you, God, for the array of trees with their many sizes and kinds that produce nests for birds to raise their young in and to rest on their many branches, and to provide shade for people and animals alike. I'm reminded of God's shade of protection over our lives. God wants us to live our lives by acknowledging him in all we do and say. This is a gift to enjoy the many blessings of God all around us and to not take it for granted. I'm amazed at how, when our hearts have been changed and our minds renewed with Christ as our Lord and Savior, that God's creation of earth, the very air we breathe, and the ground we stand on, how it transforms the very way we see things. The beautiful flowers look and seem more vibrant in color. The beautiful blue sky even bluer, and the white clouds whiter. It seems a mystery to me that I can't explain, but I believe it to be true. I'm also amazed at how the material things of this world seem to be much less important the closer my walk with God is. In Luke chapter 12:17, Jesus spoke of Solomon, David's son, that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these when he spoke of the lilies and their magnificence. Jesus also spoke of seed planted in the ground. Mark chapter 24, verse 26 through 27, how that the farmer, he knows not how the seed produces a crop, some 30, some 60, and even 100 times as much. It's the same with man. God wants us to produce good with what He blesses us with, some more than others, but we all have ways of producing fruit for the kingdom if our hearts have been changed. A person may say, how can this be? It can be because there's been a change in the heart. One who wants to follow Jesus from his centermost being and yield his heart and his will to God in total submission and to invite the Holy Spirit into his life. Then he becomes fully equipped and empowered to do God's will. The seemingly impossible is now made possible. When the world, the flesh, and the devil comes against us, we can now withstand and say no to the things that are not of God. Think of the little hummingbirds that fly so magnificently and the birds that sing so sweetly. How in springtime they scurry about looking for twigs, moss, and the like so they can construct a nest to raise their little ones in, doing exactly what the God of the universe has instilled in them to do, to raise their young and replenish the population of their kind. This same analogy applies to man, that he can use the ability that God has given him to willfully serve in obedience to his will for our lives. It brings to my mind Seashore Mission or Safe Space. And I could also add VBS or Vacation Bible School that's kind of like this. It is a ministry of our church where we can all be a part. Whether it is organizing, announcing, preparing, serving, or praying for the ones hosting for each month and those who will receive it. This is the kind of opportunity that is such a blessing for all of us to be a part. We must remember that God's great plan of salvation is for the good of us working together. Do you want to be happy? Do you want peace? Then read the Word of God. Pray and intentionally engage your mind every day in prayer and the Word of God. Then happiness and peace will be yours. Every day will be a new day of transformation and renewal. Although we must remember, there is something within our human nature and the deceitfulness of sin that if we give into it, we won't engage in prayer. We will withdraw from God and not continue to grow, to be the person God has planned for us to become. Satan uses our own mind and flesh against us if we do not try to keep them under control. The things of the world, the flesh, and the devil are all around us, tempting and encouraging us to give up or not do what would be the right or correct way to live godly lives. We must guard our hearts and minds if we are to continue in love and peace that comes from God and His Word. The way to achieve this is to continue in His Word. Know that you are loved with an everlasting love from God and our church family. Not just any love, but agape love that comes only from God. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7 tells us that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy and it does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes and always perseveres. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And today is the day of salvation. Will you follow Jesus? Thank you.
Thank you for joining us in God's Word today. If this message encouraged or challenged you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. That's part of witnessing boldly. We're so grateful you're part of this global Methodist family. May you go from here filled with the joy of the Lord and the power of His Spirit. Until next Sunday, walk closely with Jesus. God bless you.